Okay, we are here with Gigi Hyland. Gigi, how are you?
I am well, Mike. How are you? I'm always great to see you.
Good to see you too. What are your expectations here at Think this year? I mean, we ran into each other last year on the beach in San Diego, and it was there, and now we're in New York City. My gosh.
Right. Yeah, we're not wearing our flip-flops anymore, and so that's a little hard to get used to.
A little bit.
New York City is awesome. Yep. So my expectations for Think, last year was my first year at Think as an attendee, and it was such an amazing conference in terms of how you think about organizationally where you're going and how you're doing your work. And so my expectation is even higher this year to really learn from the speakers and bring that back to the foundation so that we as your national charity can do even more for credit unions.
Yeah. And you guys are doing a swell job over there. Let's talk about
swell. That sounds so 1940s and cool.
Well, hey, we're all about retro here. Financial Capability Colloquium.
Yes.
Tongue twister there. Indeed. What's going on here? What's this all about?
Indeed. So for the past probably 2 years, the California Nevada League, the Foundation, and Balance have been collaborating to find a way for credit unions to try to measure their members' financial well-being. This is a huge issue nationally. Yeah. You have a lot of different organizations that are sort of playing in this sandbox around how do we really get our arms around what's working for people to advance their financial well-being. And credit unions are kind of on the edge of that space, yet credit unions do so much in financial literacy. There's not one credit union that doesn't do something around financial literacy. So how do we harness all of that? How do we bring credit unions to the table to be innovators in this space? And how do we actually measure what credit unions are doing so that they really understand their members' needs? And it's things that aren't really obvious to many people anymore. You've seen the really scary statistics about, you know, 70% of people live paycheck to paycheck. Half of the population can't come up with, you know, amount to cover an emergency.
Right.
It really goes even beyond that, in that people's income streams aren't a steady line anymore. And if you think about how you get a car loan, the emphasis is that you have a steady line of income, and that's not true anymore. A lot of people live in the gig economy, and their income may fluctuate dramatically, both up and down, over the course of the year. And there's new research around that. And so we're trying to leverage all of that on behalf of credit unions and steer credit unions towards this idea of measuring financial capability. So we have two projects going. One is a grant that we've done to six credit unions to help them do a financial health segmentation with CFSI, the Center for Financial Services Innovation.
Yeah.
That's ongoing, and it's really going very well. And then we have a smaller group of credit unions, mostly in the West Coast, that are going to be piloting a survey that they'll send out to their members to really measure financial health and to see how do members feel and what are they doing around their finances, to be a good first marker in backing up to the issue of are the products and services the ones that they really need. So we're really excited to go into the field with this. We're going to do that mid-June, and we should have the results back by August.
Wow.
So,
very cool.
Very exciting.
Well, we'll be checking back with
you. Thank you. Thank you. I
appreciate
that. You're
welcome.
Yeah, good stuff.
I mean, as you're talking about that, it seems like there's a kind of a new barometer for just getting a loan now because of the whole wages and all that type of stuff being such a roller coaster now, as opposed to back in the day when things were just kind of slow and steady. Now it's a whole different ball game, it seems like.
Yeah, I think it really is. And I think that's not only because of the Great Recession, but just, you know, the economy and the way it's working or either not working for people.
Right.
And so people are really, people are willing to drive further for a similar job that pays the same amount if they can have financial stability. So in other words, if they can make sure that they have health insurance and a steady paycheck versus working on commission for the same job, that's more important to them. And that's weird. That's not right. That's a strange mix. And you wouldn't have seen that, I think, several years ago.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
That's the new reality of our economy. And how do credit unions respond to that? Yeah.
How do we adjust?
How do we adjust? Right.
CUNA Marketing and Business Council Marketing Awards. You guys are in the mix there.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations.
We are. Thank you so much. We were so honored to receive two awards from the council. One for our Murmurations podcast, which we do.
Mr. Christopher Morris over there, off camera.
Not on camera, that's right, who spearheads that effort. And we've had so much. I said we've had fun. I've had fun reading and listening to what Christopher has done. He's had fun doing them. They're interviews with people across the credit union system, not in the credit union system at all, talking about financial capability. And so we won a Diamond Award for that, which is very cool. And then we won a Diamond Award for our video, the Life Simulation video, which captures what we do with life simulations and why it's so important to take your staff through that endeavor, to have them not only build empathy, but also really understand where members are, back to what we were just talking about.
Right.
So, yeah.
Reality check.
Reality check. And, you know, walking in another's shoes, that old adage still holds true today, and it's really important, particularly particularly for us as service people, to be able to do that and understand.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
BizKids,
yeah.
Something high on your priority list. Season number 6. What's going on?
It's coming. Yay. It's coming. So it's in production. It's almost done. And probably the first episode is going to be released later this month on a variety of different PBS stations across the country. And we're thrilled by that. So, you know, a lot of people supported it financially. A lot of people believe in it and use it. Mm-hmm. And we just need to get more of them because it's a great program that not only complements things like reality fairs or other endeavors that people are doing with youth financial education, but, you know, it's peer-to-peer learning, and there's something about that approach that really resonates with kids. Yep. It's great as we as adults can tell kids, you know, you got to save money and you got to pay attention to your finances. But when they sort of double dose that and hear it from their own peers and understand that, it really sinks in, and that's what we need. We want our youth to be financially capable.
That's why I was saying, it sticks, you know? I mean, because I don't remember having anything like that when I was a kid, except for Schoolhouse Rock was about the closest thing that I could come to it.
We both still probably
exactly
singing, but we could probably both sing Schoolhouse Rock because, yes, we grew up on that. So
I know how the government works now because of Schoolhouse Rock. I'm only a bill on Capitol Hill. Okay, we could go on.
There we go. I'm not even going to say.
Conjunction function?
Conjunction functions.
Okay. Well, we might want to end it there. But Gigi, thank you so much.
The music. You're so welcome. Thanks for your time. It's always great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Have fun to think.
I will. And you do the same.
Thanks.
Thanks, Gigi. Well,